Hey everyone, it's Chris. Before the show starts, I just wanted to take a minute to talk a little bit about what happened on Sunday in Orlando. As a former Orlandian, I guess is the right term, and a former resident of Florida, it just kind of rips me apart that a tragedy of this magnitude has happened in a place where so many of my friends and people I consider my family are. We recorded the show that you're about to hear on Sunday, the day when this was all taking place, and I don't think John and I were really focused this week, so I apologize for that. As you will hear, this is not our best show, and it's because this affects us on a level that probably doesn't affect a lot of people. There are people who I know that are directly affected by this that have lost family members, and you know, when it's a close-knit community like Orlando, whether it be in a gay club like everybody was reporting, which it was a dance club, just happens to be frequented by gay people, whatever. There wasn't only gay people there. You know, it was Latin night and people who wanted to just get out and dance. And for one asshole to show up and ruin all that, it just sucks. And I know that there's all kinds of people saying all kinds of things. And at this point, just good thoughts and wishes go out to the families of the victims and the people that are still recovering in the hospitals. And I just wanted to point out that if you want to help and you don't know what to do, you can either go and donate blood, or you can go to their GoFundMe page, which is www.gofundme.com/PulseVictimsFund. And you know, just give a little back, do whatever you can, do whatever you feel is necessary to show this idiot and people like him that terror does not win. You know, it's all about love. It's all about community. Seeing the people come together in Orlando, having been a part of that community, it warms my heart. It really does. And it really makes me wish that something like this didn't have to happen to pull people together. The Orlando gay community is such a great group of people. Wouldn't hurt a fly. Fun and great to be around. And the fact that this was the target, and no matter what's said, no matter what people find out about the shooter, let's not give him any kind of show of respect by mentioning his name. He wound up killing 49 people. Those are the people that we should be thinking about. Those are the people that we should be honoring. And go to the GoFundMe page, spend a little money, go donate some blood, whatever you can do to show people that we are still one. And now on with the silly show.
Dance, monkey, dance.
All right, should we start?
Let's.
All right. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How are you, John?
I'm doing just swell. How are you?
Good. How's things in the worst place in America?
It's kind of weird.
What the fuck is going on in Orlando?
Yeah. Very scary.
I mean, I thought it was weird when, like, the chick that was on that singing show got killed in Orlando. Did you read about
that? Yes, that was just the other night.
That was the other night, and then it was like, oh, bad things are happening in Orlando, but nothing compared to last night.
Nope.
The biggest mass shooting in American history. Can you account for your whereabouts?
I can.
We know that you don't like people. So.
Well, and it was 2 a.m., so really, am I out at 2 a.m.?
No.
On Latin night of all things? Sorry.
Well.
I am safe and sound.
In your warm bed?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't really worry about you. But, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad.
I find it... It's a fascinating look into how they're treating the shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Because the dude was Muslim.
Yes.
The dude apparently called up 911 beforehand and pledged his allegiance to ISIS.
Yep.
And did this whole nine yards. And the picture that they've released is a selfie that he's taken of himself in the mirror, where he's wearing like a Muslim head.
Yeah.
It's not a wrap. It's like a beanie type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they've showed other pictures of him where he looks different, but this is the one that they're fixated on because, as we know, fear drives media.
Right. Well, they're also not really 100% sure that that's his picture. Because from what I've read, it was taken from his face, from his MySpace page.
Well, the thing I read was that his ex-wife had said that that was him.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, I just don't think we even need to mention his name.
No.
He should not be given any kind of attention for what he's done. He was just the gunman.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty horrible.
I mean, the only thing that I read that makes me shake my head at this whole thing is apparently the poor people that were inside the club that were being held hostage were able to tweet from their phones.
Yes.
That this dude was rounding up people and killing them.
Mm-hmm.
And the police waited 3 hours. And I understand that there's this whole, like, you don't want to go in guns blazing because you're going to shoot the wrong people.
Right.
But 50 people are dead.
53.
50. Oh, is it up to 53?
It's up to 53, yes.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's a damn shame.
It is. And, of course, you know, our media, what it is. Donald Trump gets up there and says, "See, I told you so." That's why we got to keep him out of the country.
That was my biggest fear whenever I saw this.
You know, meanwhile, President Obama gets online and says, you know, this, we will not live in fear. We will not turn against each other. We are united. It's like, okay, so that's what makes a leader.
Yes.
And Trump is just an asshole.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But middle America is going to listen to Trump. And middle America,
well, of course,
are the people
that
fucking vote.
Well, of course, because they're terrified. I need more guns. I've got to protect myself. If I had an assault rifle when I was there, I could have saved them.
Yeah, that's not the way that works.
Really? Because that's what everybody else says.
Look, there comes a time when something's happening where you have fight or flight. You have that mentality. You're not trying to stop the gunman. You're trying to save your life. You don't, you know, there was a story too about, I guess, people who were able to get out through a side door,
mm-hmm,
and then barricaded the side door so that, yeah, the gunman wouldn't follow them. And it's like, while that's horrible and could have saved lives, they were not thinking about other people. They were thinking about themselves.
Right.
And that's what happens in those situations is,
yep,
is you're not thinking, how do I help all these other people? How do I stop this gunman? It's, how do I save my own ass? So all the people that are like, oh, this is, we need more guns or whatever. It's like, that's not what this was about. This was about fight or flight.
Right.
And most people want to save their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's just horrible that 53 people are dead for no reason. You know, when this happened in Paris, we were like, it's such a shame that, like,
it'll never happen here, you know?
Well, you go out for a night and you think nothing of it. You have things that you're going to do the next day. And then some fucking lunatic shows up because he doesn't like the way that you live your life or the religion that you have or some other stupid reason, and you don't get to come home.
Yeah.
And it's fucking scary. And that's the media's job, is to scare people, and I get that. But, you know, it's sometimes it's the wrong message to be like, you know, what they're doing with this. It just seems like it's fear-mongering again.
Well, of course. Because they have to make sure that they're the channel, they're the website, they're the Twitter feed that you're going to pay attention to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, something that's really interesting is that Facebook has this I'm safe function.
Okay.
Where you can basically check in during some kind of huge event and let family and friends on Facebook know that you're okay. It's the first time it's been used in the United States.
Wow.
Yeah, it's horrible. And it's horrible that we need something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... One of the things that I saw in the news today was they were talking about, I guess there's been some pretty credible threats in the United States when it comes to ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't tell anybody. They, you know, until something happens, they can't act on it or whatever. And it's like,
well, and they also don't want people freaking out.
No.
Now people are freaking out.
Right. Right. And what scares me most of anything else is that this dude may not have been part of ISIS, but he was radicalized because of what he's seen and wants to take it upon himself to do this action for them. And it's like, how many of those people are here?
Well, the shooter was also investigated twice by the FBI prior to this event.
Well, one of them was because he wanted to change his name, from what I read. But I guess he added something to his name that is it ties to Islamic fundamentalism.
Yeah.
I mean, at the same time, we're a free country, like...
Well, that's just it. So where do you draw the line? How much freedom are you entitled to?
Well, I guess that's the question here.
I mean, I remember when I was over in Europe, in Germany, there was a potential threat against the prime minister, and all of the train stations had military stationed outside. And I'm not talking one or two guys. I'm talking lines of soldiers with assault rifles.
Jeez.
And we really don't want that to happen in the U.S.
No. No, I don't think so. Because the minute that happens and people are going to scream that they're taking the freedom away, but then when something like this happens, they're like, we need more. So, I mean, I don't really know what that answer is. Just seems like, I don't know. This is a terrible, horrible thing.
Yes.
To honestly, like, being that I lived in Orlando and I have a lot of gay friends, you know, I've never known a gay person that wanted to hurt people or was a terrible person. Like I've often said that, like, if I was to die, I'd want one of my gay friends to raise my kid instead of my straight, because, like, I almost trust them more.
Yeah.
And, you know, these people weren't hurting anybody. If this dude was pissed off because he saw two guys kissing in Miami, well, don't fucking go to Miami.
Right.
Like, if you see something you don't like, then you fucking walk away from it. You don't plan to go shoot a bunch of people because you don't agree with their fucking lifestyle.
Yep.
Because what's to stop somebody from going and killing all Muslims because it's a different lifestyle?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's fucking pisses me off. I'm glad he's dead. I'm glad that we don't have to sit through a fucking trial or nothing, though.
Yeah, but then you never know. You never get any answers, and you never get any other justice for him.
Well, yeah.
You know, if you were to hang him from a cross in the center of town and just let him die, it'd be a lot more fulfilling.
Yeah, could be.
Just saying. Yeah, it's pretty horrible.
Yeah.
Don't know where else to go with it.
You think Orlando's going to change because of this?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. There's no way it can't. I'm sure there'll be t-shirts out by tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess there is going to be that side of it, huh? Oh, well. Our thoughts and stuff go out to the families and the injured.
Yes.
There was some poor woman, I guess, couldn't find her son.
Yes.
Did you see that on the news?
I did see that.
That was fucking heartbreaking.
Yep.
That sucks. Anyway.
So, well, it is good to know that Chris Kirkpatrick of NSYNC fame has tweeted, "Stay strong. Such a sad day for my town. Proud of the way hashtag Orlando is responding to such adversity." Because I was worried. I hope Timberlake, you know, weighs in on this.
Well, Timberlake, you know, actually has a life where Chris Kirkpatrick is, you know, he's parking cars somewhere.
Outside that nightclub.
Yeah. I did have a story that I was going to tell you, but
yes.
Then this happened. And I didn't really want to open with this. So I didn't want to open with the other story.
Okay.
So I figured I'd wait until we got through the Orlando thing. But it's one of those Chris is in the wrong place at the wrong time stories.
Oh, God. Okay.
Maybe this will cheer you up. So I was at Dairy Queen yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And was done with my food and decided that I needed to go to the bathroom. And I walked into what I could only describe as a horror scene.
Oh, really?
So I walked into a guy who wasn't wearing any pants.
Oh, God.
Who obviously had some kind of accident. Who had shit running down his legs.
What?
And he was washing his pants out in the sink. A horrible smell that I can't really describe to you. And I walked in and wound up looking the dude right in the eyes. Like a deer in headlights. And he was washing the pants out, and he turned around and he looked at me and he was like, "Sorry." And he walked back into the stall.
Oh, yeah.
To which he left a trail of shitty water from the now clogged sink back into the stall. And I was like, I really need to go to the bathroom. This is going to suck. So I stepped over the puddle.
Oh, God.
Peeing. And as I'm peeing, I'm hearing sounds
of the sink gurgling?
No, not the sink, but him in the stall.
Which taking a bath?
I can only describe. Do you know, have you ever seen one of those videos about when they make Foley sounds for movies?
Yes.
And they need to make wet, moist sounds, and they'll take like a watermelon. And they'll dig their hand into it.
Okay.
So it's like,
yes, yes.
So those were the sounds I was hearing.
Okay.
And noises of coming from the guy. And I'm sitting there trying to pee as fast as I can, hoping nobody else comes in thinking that this mess was mine.
Right.
Gagging because of the smell. Finally, I was about halfway done. I was like, nope, I can't take this anymore. Pinched it off and was like, here we go. Jumped back over the puddle and out into the restaurant. Never saw the guy come out.
Did you tell anybody what was going on?
Uh-uh.
What?
Nope.
Let somebody else have the fun?
That's a surprise that one of the Dairy Queen people needs to have on their own.
Oh. That's, oh, gross.
Yeah, it was something. It was something. And I walked out there trying not to throw up. And I was like, oh, God, this is terrible. Of all the times I've never really shit my pants, so I can't really go there. But of all the times when I've been in a situation where, like, I'd need to, like, wash something off my pants.
Uh-huh.
I have never stood pretty much naked from the fucking waist down in a public restroom in front of a sink.
Was he homeless?
No, but he was elderly.
Oh. So sad.
Yeah, well.
You know, you could have shown love instead of disgust. You should have helped him.
No.
No?
No, because then they would have been cleaning up puke off the floor, too.
Oh.
Yeah,
That's sad.
It was pretty bad. And then I was like, you know who needs to hear about this? John.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad you shared.
Hey, I try, man. I try. I want you to be as disgusted as I am.
Oh, well, thank you. You've succeeded.
Nice.
Yes, thank you.
Glad I can make your day.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, but... yeah, wow. You got anything good to talk about?
This
could be our least listened to podcast of history.
No. No. Why would it be?
Because you're talking about a river of poop.
We've talked about worse.
Have we? Okay.
Yes. Well, now that all the TV stuff is over.
I know, right? Well, new Game of Thrones tonight.
Yes, and usually, like, we had been recording on Mondays after Game of Thrones, and today we're recording on Sunday, so.
So we have nothing to talk about.
No. Do you know about this new artificial hive mind thing?
Maybe.
That they've, it's called UNU. I don't know if they actually pronounce it as UNU. I guess it's UNU. It's an artificial intelligence, like, hive mind that has correctly predicted the Kentucky Derby, what they call it, Superfecta?
Okay.
Where it correctly predicted, like, the first five finishers.
Oh.
And they had an AMA on Reddit for it where they were talking about politics.
Mm-hmm.
And so the very first question was, well, here's the obvious, who's going to win in November? And according to UNU, who, you know, correctly predicted the Kentucky Derby,
uh-huh,
Hillary Clinton is going to win the election.
Oh, thank God.
And then they asked who running is best suited. And it said that Bernie Sanders was best suited, but would not win.
Mm.
And then they asked how Trump would do, and they said no way would Trump come close to winning.
Okay.
See, my thought is that they're not going to let him win, no matter what happens.
No, they're even saying that he may get pulled at the convention.
That would be amazing.
Yes. I think he should be pulled from the floor, thrown onto a plane, and dropped over Syria.
I think dropped over Mexico. I think that'd be more fun.
No, but if you drop over Syria, they could probably tear them apart.
You don't think the Mexicans would? After all the shit about all the Mexicans are rapists?
Yeah, well, that too. Oh, he could find out.
Yes, exactly. See? It's a win-win. I think that'd be very interesting if they just dropped him off somewhere.
Yeah.
Hey, Vato. You're the guy who says we're all rapists, eh?
Yeah.
Let's see if the carpet matches the drapes. So, anyway. That's a you knew.
Wow, that's kind of interesting.
Should look it up. Apparently that now there's a beta where like you can actually go ask it questions.
Oh.
And it like searches all the data points that it can find in order to answer you with like 99% certainty.
Really?
Yep. This is how it starts. This is how the machine starts to take over.
We're getting closer.
Yep. If you had the opportunity to download your brain into a computer, would you do it?
I don't know why.
Well, what if it meant living forever?
Who wants to live forever?
I do.
Why?
I don't want to die.
Why?
Who the fuck wants to die?
Eh.
You wouldn't think it was an interesting proposition to go spend 100 years living on Mars or exploring the galaxy?
No.
Why?
I just wouldn't. That just does not interest me.
You don't have any interest in like exploring what's out there?
No, I really don't. I would much rather explore the past.
Well, okay, so this could give you all kinds of time to study the past, though. You know, you could take 50 years and explore like one day in history. And every little detail of who was where and what was going on.
Eh. No.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I figured you'd want to live forever.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope. I am not fame.
What do you think is a good round number for you, then?
A good round number?
Yeah.
What, for when I die?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, you think like 80 years is enough? Or do you think like when you reach 80, you're going to be like, well, maybe a little more?
No. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, when it's time, it's time.
Okay.
That's all there is to it. You don't have a choice.
But you might,
unless you have your head frozen.
What if this gives you the choice, though? What if it gives you the choice so you don't have to live forever, but like this extends your life until you don't want to be alive anymore?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
With the option of never dying.
I don't know. I mean, aren't we overpopulated as it is right now? And think of all the useless people who are going to want to live forever.
Well, that's why you get into a spaceship and you go somewhere else.
But right now, there's nowhere else that's going to, you know, manage life for us in the way we're accustomed to.
But if you're in a computer, you don't have to worry about it.
But if you're in a computer, you're not alive.
Well, we don't know that. What if it's sentient? What if you're the exact same person, all the thoughts and all your thoughts and all your dreams and all your aspirations are still there. You can communicate with your family the way that you're communicating now. It's just in like a robot casing. With a creamy
filling.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. It's not the same thing. You can't hug a computer.
You might be able to. What if they give you arms?
No.
So no robot body for you?
No.
What if they could clone from your own stem cells, clone another version of you that your consciousness is then transferred into?
See, but is it really you, or is it like 1 degree downgraded?
No, it would be you.
For 100%.
For this, it would be you, yes.
I don't know. I just don't have a good feeling about this.
Why?
I just don't. I just think it seems a little too weird, and I've seen too many movies where it goes wrong. You know, that Rosie Grier movie with the two heads.
I wouldn't go by that one.
Why not? That's science.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. No. No, thank you. I'm good. When it's time, it's time, and that's all there is to it.
Okay. If you say so. I'm living forever. Dance Monkey Dance, year 300.
Yeah.
Does everybody remember John?
No.
Who was in the first couple of years of this podcast?
Yeah, first couple. First few decades.
Well, you already said you're not doing this when you're 60, so.
That's right.
I know the clock is ticking.
And how long have we been doing this thing?
5 years.
Oh, that's it? Well, it'll be decades. It'll be happening in 2 decades.
This is show number 270.
Wow.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, right?
It is pretty cool.
We're almost at show 300.
See, it will live on without us.
Maybe not.
You don't think somebody will take this over? Somebody will, like, steal our name and...
No.
No?
No. Because it's... Even if they stole the name, I mean, it wouldn't be the same at all.
Right.
Because, I mean, the show is you and me. It's not, you know, what we talk about.
Right.
I mean, we talk about everything. I mean, if somebody else was to take the name Dance Monkey Dance, I don't think it would be nearly as entertaining.
No, probably not. So don't be stealing our shit.
No, I mean, this isn't like porn where like they give new girls like old girls names.
Oh, that happens?
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't ask me how I know that, but it does.
Okay. Yeah.
Nothing to see here. Move on. Just saying. So, I was looking something up, and then I totally got sidetracked by this whole wanting to live forever thing. So in the past couple of weeks, there has been a bunch of pretty upset actors and actresses who pretty much seem to be biting the hand that feeds them.
Okay.
One of them was the main chick from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Chloe Bennett.
Okay.
She pretty much took Marvel to task for not acknowledging what happens on their show. And she said that they don't seem to care about us and how come they don't have any of the Avengers show up? How come Robert Downey Jr. doesn't show up? And it seems odd to me. Then a couple weeks later, the girl that plays Speedy on Arrow, pretty much ripped DC a new one for not making Grant Gustin the movie version of The Flash.
Okay.
And it seems very strange to me that these people are kind of biting the hand that feeds them.
Well, it is easier for them to do that in this day and age than it would have been in the past.
But don't you think they should...
I didn't say it was smart.
But don't you think that they should know better than to, like...
No, they're stupid kids.
In a medium where, like, they can write you out of the show for being a little bitch.
Yeah.
You know, it just seems awful, awful ballsy to be like, oh, these shows suck. Well, no, calm down. You have a job.
Yeah, right?
There are tons of other actresses that would love to be in your place. Shut up and act against the green screen. I don't know. I just thought it was very strange that there seems to be, like you said, it was never like this. In the past, if George Peppard wasn't happy on the A-Team, you never heard about it. Like, it was just something that became legend later on, be like, oh, right. He fucking hated that show. And you're like, oh, it never showed. But now, I guess because of social media, people just be like, oh, they're fucking terrible. Well, okay, there's got to be some consequences to that. I mean, if I was the high up at Marvel, I'd be like, shut the fuck up. Because what if Daisy comes back next season and she looks totally different?
Well, she will have had some effect of the black goo or something.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like it's totally easy to be wave your hand and have a new actress come in and then be like, you don't look anything like you did. Yeah, right. Well, it's this.
Well, it's also perfectly easy for them to... just start writing her out.
Right, exactly. I don't think that these fucking kids should be this stupid.
Surprise!
That's all I'm saying. Have a little fucking class.
Yeah. Not gonna happen.
Nobody wants to hear about your whiny bitch ass.
No.
No.
Really? You sure?
Do you want to hear it?
No, and I haven't heard it, so. No.
Well.
There you have it.
Okay. Fine. Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. So, anyway.
Am I keeping you up?
Yes. I was up late. I was doing visual effects.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Yes, I'm just going through all my saved things on Reddit that we've talked about.
Oh.
Like the angel that turned out to be the sex toy?
Yes.
We talked about 50 Cent being an asshole. We talked about this. I don't know. Whatever. So what's happening in your world?
Nothing. It's kind of quiet.
Well, we have to have something to talk about, John.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
We do?
Yes.
This is where we start making shit up.
No.
No?
This is not. Where people don't listen anymore.
Well, that's probably why. the ISIS news agency is now claiming responsibility for the massacre.
Of course they are. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Because it's good fucking news for them. Because if they can radicalize more people.
That's right. That's all that matters.
Wow, I didn't read Donald Trump's actual tweet until right now.
Yeah.
What a fucking asshole. Appreciate the congrats for being right on radical Islamic terrorism.
Yes.
What a douchebag.
Yeah, somebody should put a bullet through his head.
Wow. Anyway, sorry. I got sidetracked. There was something else that I was like, I need to remember to talk to John about this. I used to make a list. I don't anymore.
Well, maybe you need to start again.
I think I do. Everybody's checking out now, just turning it off.
There they are. Well, and time of death.
Fuck. I have no idea. I mean, I guess we don't have to go an hour. I guess we can go 40 minutes.
You sure? We could talk about the Stanford rapist.
We could.
That's a fun topic.
Welcome to the somber Dance Monkey Dance Hour.
Yes.
Where we talk about shootings and shit and rape. Yes, the 20-minute mistake, as his father referred to it.
Yes, 20 minutes of action. What a great dad.
I don't understand why people think the way they think. I don't understand how they think their son can rape somebody and it be okay.
Because we've allowed them to get rid of it. Because people aren't parenting anymore.
Well, what do you think they're doing? Think they're letting society raise the kid?
Yes.
Okay.
Kids aren't being told that when you watch the Kardashians that that's not real life. You know, kids aren't being told that when you see these TV commercials for BMWs and Jaguars and Land Rovers and all this shit, that's probably not what you're going to end up with.
Right.
Instead, kids are like, oh, well, that's what you're going to get. This is for you. You can do anything you want, and at some point somebody's going to just say, you know what, you're not that talented, you're not that pretty, you're not that smart, here's your paper hat, go scrape the grill. But no, instead we get Kanye, and we get Kardashians, and we get teen pregnancies, and all this other bullshit. We talk about Axl Rose not wanting the fat picture to be shown.
Right.
Because that's what's important.
Right. Yeah, so did this kid come from an upper class family?
Yes. Oh. He goes to Stanford. Poor kid goes to Stanford?
Maybe he worked really hard.
Yeah, really?
And then threw it all away. Because no girl had ever touched his pee-pee before.
Well, and no girl has. She was unconscious behind a goddamn dumpster.
Yep.
And apparently he used his phone to take a picture of her titties while she was passed out. So, you know, this is a great kid. We should, you know, give him a second chance.
Well, see, what happens then is, you know, you always hope that if they're going to get away with the 6 months or whatever they gave this fucking douchebag, that once he's out, though, everybody knows him and nobody gives him a job and he starts using meth and ends up killing himself.
But his family has money. He doesn't need a job.
That's the thing. That's what's going to suck out of this, is he's not going to get punished. If it was my daughter, he'd be dead.
Oh, piece by piece.
And I would be in jail and I would be okay with that.
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, he's been banned from USA Swimming for life, so he won't be an Olympian. Oh, poor baby.
Aww.
Poor baby. You know, I'm glad those two guys saw him and tackled him and sat on him until the cops showed up.
Yeah, me too.
I'm surprised that his asshole father hasn't sued those two kids for, you know, assault.
He will. Just give him time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, his name was Brock. So, come on.
That name means douchebag, doesn't it?
Yes.
In some languages?
Yes. Yes, his mother even wrote a letter to the judge saying, "My once vibrant and happy boy is distraught, deeply depressed, terribly wounded, and filled with despair. His smile is gone forever. That beautiful grin is no more. I beg of you, please don't send him to jail. Look at him. He won't survive this."
How does she think the fucking...
"He will be damaged forever, and I fear he will be a major target."
How does
really?
She, how does she feel that the girl is
feeling like?
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking
she doesn't care about the girl. She's, again, thinking of herself, because that's what we do these days.
You know, okay, maybe I'm the minority, but if my kid had done that, my letter would not be to the judge. My letter would be to the girl saying, "I'm very sorry that my son is an asshole and that he did this to you. And I can't imagine what you're going through, but I truly apologize for it." Now, like I said, I'm probably the minority there.
Right.
But that's the fucking right thing to do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a group of Iowa witches who actually put a hex on him. So they put a hex on him so that he can become impotent, know the pain of pine needles, have nightmares, and that food may bring him no sustenance. So I think we can look forward to that.
I'll put a hex on you.
Yes.
Wow.
And hexing isn't common in witchcraft, so this is a big deal, okay?
Well, can't they just do like a voodoo doll or something?
They could, but that's not the same.
Why?
I don't know.
But then they could stick it with little pins and watch him like writhe in pain.
Nah.
No?
No.
Well, okay. Yeah, he's a douchebag. I hope he gets ass raped in prison.
No, because he's going to be in solitary.
Is he really?
I thought that's what the deal was.
Oh.
Oh, and now he's going to get out 3 months earlier.
Of course.
Because the Department of Corrections said that he was unlikely to misbehave behind bars. Jesus Christ.
Unlikely. Wow. It must be nice to be rich and not have to worry about anything, huh?
Yeah.
Daddy will take care of it.
I
went to prison and Daddy got me a new Jag.
Yeah, right? Longest 3 months of my life.
Do you know I had to wear gray and sit in a room by myself?
Yeah.
Nobody would talk to me. All I did was fuck a girl.
That wasn't that good because she was passed out drunk.
And she was poor, so I was doing her a favor.
Oh, yeah, right. Good God. So he's going to write a book. There's going to be a TV movie. You know, the usual. Let's make him famous.
Maybe it is the end of the world. Maybe this is just like... the end times of that Bible thing that everybody reads. And this is just, you know, this is it.
Yeah. This is pretty pathetic.
I do, well, you know, if everybody carried guns, we might be all, we might be nicer to each other.
We might.
You know, if everybody had a gun strapped to their side and you knew that they were packing, you might not want to piss off that person.
And obviously, it's okay to use it.
Well, yeah.
So.
Yep.
Yeah.
What a sad day. We don't even have Game of Thrones to talk about.
I know. I should have postponed.
So, the theory that you told me last week has been gaining traction on the internet.
About Arya
and the Waif being the same person.
Yes.
Everybody that I've talked to about it had not heard that before, but all say the same thing. Well, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
I just don't know if the writers are going to go down that road.
Don't know.
But we'll find out tonight. Because tonight is called the Faceless One or something like that.
Ooh.
So it should all be about Arya. We haven't seen Tyrion in a while either.
No, we weren't. We haven't.
Or Ramsay. Although Ramsay I could do without.
Yeah.
Because he's a douche.
That he is.
He's a douchebag, y'all. Am I keeping you up?
Nope.
No? Now that you're old and I know you like take naps and stuff.
I just got up from a nap.
Oh, poor John.
Yeah, well, whatever. It's all right.
Yeah, man, I don't have anything else.
No?
No. I guess we're knocking off early.
I guess so.
Hmm. We'll bring better stuff next week. I promise.
Promise?
Yes.
No, next week I'm on vacation.
Oh, fuck, man.
Yeah. You'll be solo.
Great. Okay, I'll bring something good next week. It'll be the best show ever.
Okay, good.
There'll be clowns and party tricks and... I don't
jugglers.
Know. Jugglers. I can juggle.
Can you juggle?
I can.
Oh.
Our old buddy Monique taught me.
Oh, I kind of remember those days.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, I apologize for the shorter show. But, you know, sometimes it can't always go an hour.
That's right.
So if you want to get in touch with us, send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter. Go to the Facebook page. Go to the YouTube page. Watch John's video. Watch my videos. And let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Orlando Strong. #